We are just trying to make the world a better place.
If
the
world make it a better place
for you. Hello everyone.
Hello, Babole.
Hello everyone. Welcome back to this episode of the Tanner Snap. I am Useni Hannah Titilayo.
And I am Shele Mr. Ayomide.
I'd like to welcome you to this particular episode of the podcast. So, I don't know how you enjoyed the previous introductory episode of this particular podcast, The Turner Snap.
The previous episode was just introducing.
Yeah, we're just trying to bring you guys into this business that we are trying to start. This information that we're trying to communicate with you people. Only our call, you get some kind of things that we do. We don't need to do them. They are going to cost us our life. They will cost us life, properties, and so much more.
Like throwing your waste inside your drainage system, inside your gutter.
You're being too harsh. Too harsh. Welcome back to this episode of this particular podcast, my dears and brothers and sisters. The topic we are going to be talking about today is environmental sustainability. How much do you know about environmental sustainability? So I was going around, we went around the streets of Lagos. We were asking quite a few number of people, what do you know about environmental sustainability? What do you know about taking care of your environment? Do you know the interesting thing is, I actually focused on a particular age group, and what I realized that...
What's the age group?
Let's say from 16 to 24.
Okay.
So I realized that quite a few of them actually know about environmental sustainability. Quite a few of them knew about environmental sustainability. That brings us to this particular episode of this podcast. How much do you know?
Environmental sustainability.
Do you know so much? Do you know quite a little? Are you very aware about environmental sustainability? I would like you to actually.
Are you aware about your environment?
You can actually even communicate with us. Tell us how much you know about environmental sustainability.
The comment sections, social media pages, or DMs.
You can send it to our DMs. This is how much you know about environmental sustainability. So quick one. Environmental sustainability in the best way I can explain to you. It's not like I'm actually a bookie or something. In the simplest form, Killaman, what will you say it's there?
It is basically the taking care of, like the conservation, the preservation, and the sustenance. It's like taking care of your environment.
Let me put this scenario to you. You know, you go to the market to buy, let's say, food. Will I say food? Or hey, let's say your laptops, your gadgets.
Yeah, that's.
You know, there's a way you use it. You do not go around smashing it on the floor. There's a way you care about. You care for your laptops. There's a way you care for your phones. There's a way you care for your clothing. You do not even allow stains on your clothing.
Yes.
Just like your white tops and clothes. You are sustaining the clothes so it can last you a very long period of time.
Yes.
The same way with all of your gadgets. You are trying to.
You buy a phone pouch, a screen guard.
Exactly.
All of that.
Just to
make sure it lasts long. To prevent spoilage or destruction.
Damage. And you are trying to use it in the most conservative way as possible.
Yes.
So you do not even overuse your battery life.
Like, thank you. Or you do not use your phone while charging.
Yeah, you see people
conserving
actually,
the battery life.
You see people actually very cautious of things they do to their own self.
Yes.
Things they do to their devices, especially devices. That's where I'm coming from, devices angle. So if things are like that, you see that you're not putting too much burden on your devices and you're trying to care for it as much as possible. Let's put this earth, the environment where you live, where you are. An environment is not just the land, air, and water. We have social environment. So let's just put the environment into play here.
Yes. Instead of talking about your phone, how you buy pouch, now remove that phone and put the environment.
Let's talk about the environment. Let's replace your phone and all of that with environment where you stay, where you live, how you
dispose your waste,
how you
take care of the place. Do you sweep and just heap in a place?
Do you trash your waste to just
throw into the gutter, or
you know there was
you
a particular
carelessly dispose waste basically.
There was a particular time, I was on the street of Lagos. God bless Fashola. That man was a G.
Day.
It was a G, the former governor of Lagos State.
Lagos State. That was like
he made 12 years ago. Yeah, he made it. Was it four? No, quite 12. 8 years. 8 years ago.
Sanwo-Olu has done 4 years. I'm already 4 years.
That's 8 years ago.
8 years.
Yeah, 8 years ago. Let's say 8 years. So it was quite, if it was quite like a leader. So he made it mandatory that nobody should trash their waste on the streets of Lagos. That's a form of environmental sustainability.
During his tenure.
If you throw
less waste on the streets.
On the streets of Lagos.
Loma, what do they call these people?
Then they were
very effective.
Yeah, quite very, very effective. So let's now presume something like that is still happening. You do not trash your waste just anyhow.
Anyhow.
Whenever I go to, you know, the funny thing is that among my age group, whenever I go out and I tell people, why are you, if I buy the littlest of things, I do not even throw it out. I put all of those trash inside my bag. And
exactly,
when I get to a proper trash bag, I put it there. You see, there are ways that we can even sustain the environment. It's not just by
proper trashing of waste.
When your devices are bad, as ports, you do not discard them just anyhow.
Yes.
You take them
to the technician.
Either technicians to repair or
to
something.
Repair.
You get. So these are ways that, there are ways that we even, you don't use water anyhow. You actually conserve water, usage of water too.
I think it's in the US also.
Yeah.
They conserve water.
Yeah.
A lot.
There's this particular thing I saw. In Japanese culture, they actually have so much of environmental sustainability. I would like to visit that place on someday.
It's a developed country now.
What
do you expect?
There's a culture. They made it a way of life.
Their native culture.
Yeah, Buddhas.
Okay.
It is like a way of life for them.
Okay.
They water plants. They do not trash their stuff anyhow. It's just like a culture for them.
Like recycling things.
Yeah, they recycle a lot. Japan has one of the highest recycling culture. They have one of the highest recycling culture. So let's say, now, how much do you know about environmental sustainability? Environmental sustainability is not just about, no, do this, don't do that. I know you must have read so much and read quite a number of things about what you do. So environmental sustainability has to do with a way of reducing footprints. A way of reducing environmental footprints. What are environmental footprints? They are just things that you consume every day.
Things you do every day.
The clothes you wear are environmental footprints.
The food you eat, the things you use to eat, either plastic, stainless, they matter, especially plastic, actually.
Mm-hmm.
What else can we use as an example?
The clothes you wear.
Yes, that's a major example.
That is a culture. So it has to be with, trying to sustain the environment has to be with reducing your consumption, reducing environmental footprint. How can you reduce environmental footprint? Okay, let's say, I go to the mommy city cart today to buy food. She gives me a takeaway plastic. Takeaway is not degradable. It is not degradable at all. I would preserve that takeaway. If I'm going back to mommy city cart's place, I will go back with my takeaway bag.
Yes.
The one I took. I would not buy a new one. That's just a way of me reducing environmental.
Some of them are very lazy. People are very lazy to wash.
I know many people. Many people are actually very lazy, but there's a technical. There's a way they used to wash it. You put your. To be honest, I do not like to wash plates, especially when it comes to all of those takeaway pack. I hate washing takeaway pack. But there's a particular technique I saw online. It's quite. I would advise everybody to go with that. You put your dishwasher inside the takeaway pack.
Sorry, dishwasher, like the liquid soap. Whatever you use in washing your
plates. You put it
not
inside
dishwashing machine.
You put your dishwasher, the liquid soap, inside your takeaway pack. Then you put paper towel. You put it inside. Then you put a little of water. Then you shake vigorously. You close it. You shake as much as possible. And fiam, it's actually very, very neat.
For lazy people
like me, that's actually a technique. So the best way you can actually do that is reducing environmental carbon footprint.
You are reducing use of plastic.
And that's the way of reducing environmental
footprint. Recycling your previous plastic. That's another way of recycling your previous plastic.
You know the funny thing is that it's a culture. in our mothers.
Yes.
They take bags and they take it back. There's this meme I saw. There is this thing in every Nigerian household having a collection of plastic bags.
Yeah.
Inside polymer bags.
Those polymer nylon bags that we popularly call them.
Inside
polythene bags.
Polythene bags, yeah. Inside you keep putting more and more.
You arrange the small ones inside the smaller ones, inside the big ones. You put the big ones inside the bigger ones. And you put it some of those big ones that you cannot leave around that are constituting too many space. You fold them and put them inside the smaller ones. That's one of those things
that I know that our parents used to do to just reduce environmental. I don't know if they are quite aware that they are actually reducing carbon footprints in their sense. I don't think they are quite aware.
I don't think they are aware they are doing that, but they just do that because in cases where you want to go and buy something outside,
mm-hmm.
and most people are very selfish with polythene bags, this is nylon bags, this is because they'll tell you na money I use buy am.
You get so it just
people
it just
charge you for even using nylon. I think they charge they
and,
do that it,
and if you can and if you can even try to boycott using polythene bags, you can just get reusable tote bags with textile shopping bags. You can actually get that. That's actually a way of reducing a very diligent way of reducing carbon footprint. And you know the funny thing, you look classy. You look classy.
People won't even know what you're buying. You're hiding what you're buying.
You look classy with it. You get. So that's just one way, and I would like to, you reduce your carbon footprint by reducing your usage of polythene bags, plastics. And when you even buy put your water instead of buying sachet of water and all of that, try to use
water bottle.
Take them into reusable water cans, and that's actually another big way. You can use stainless water cans. Try to use reusable instead of keep buying table water all the time.
I heard one time that when you buy a table water,
mm-hmm.
and you use it again, like maybe like that same plastic, mm-hmm. you refill it with water.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how true that is though, but I heard the chemicals used in making that plastic,
mm-hmm.
will continuously seep into the water you are pouring inside. You are using to refill it every day. I don't know how true is that.
I've not gotten that fact right.
I don't know how true that is. But if you feel like you've heard this before and you don't want to follow, okay, you don't want to use plastic bottles, get yourself a water bottle.
You know, that's even interesting. That one is not so much interesting. You know, the funny thing is that there is an interesting thing that everybody in this particular part of the world, you can actually use, water dispensers.
Oh, yeah.
They have a recycling culture.
That's true.
That's actually another very good way. You can actually boycott table waters and go for water dispensers where you have to refill your dispenser.
But that's only available in homes and offices and like places where you can place them.
Yeah, if you can place them at home and you need water to go on the go, you can refill your water bottles. And just take them along with you. That's actually a very good way to reduce carbon footprint.
In 200 level, my second year in school, I was part of this group, SDG Act FUNAB, a branch in my school.
Shout out to
and
you guys.
Shout out to them, please. We did a massive project that year. I think it was 2019.
It was collecting
eco bricks. We made a slab. It's the slab at car park where those men sit down on.
Yeah.
We made that slab using plastics. Every event that they held in school that year, you will see us with our sacks going everywhere picking those bottles. After picking it, we washed them. We made sure because some of those bottles are drinks, Zobo.
These are just ways of recycling.
The sand.
These are just ways of... You know, this plastic do not degrade.
They don't degrade.
And so they fill up our drainages and they cause flash floods. And
not just drainages.
They seep heavy metals into the water body. And they are quite... I don't know if you understand. Carcinogenic means they can cause cancer. And we have quite an exponentially increasing rate of cancer. So we are trying to reduce that as well.
Let me also chip this in. If you leave those bottles to roam around, eventually they will come into the water body as runoff.
Yeah.
And then they will stay in that water body.
Some people we are talking to do not even understand all of these big things that you're saying. So please calm down to my level.
I'm trying to see like
more.
Okay. I want this plastics, all this plastic where we use drink water.
Exactly.
If we leave them, if you not throw them well inside those bin, if we leave them, it go enter water where the way fishes dey.
Wait, imagine say I can't throw them inside those bin. Where it go from the dustbin?
You get one pile where they throw away those dustbin for either Ilepo Road towards Songota.
You sabi say, those dump sites no deal right.
At all, it's not good. Please.
So the best way to do this is just that. Don't even, if you can collect your plastic waste inside a separate this thing, there are actually waste plastic recyclers around you.
There are very few.
Ask the nearest malam around you. They collect it and they sell it in tons back to people who recycle
it.
Recycling is actually a big money. That's we call those things we call them there's a thing they call carbon credits. Those are carbon credits. You get them as carbon credits.
I think the way when you finish collecting it, went for one beach cleanup one time too. And that's what they did. You get money. Yes.
This is just exactly your condemn. It's just another, this is another fortune you can make around.
Just like aluminium, the way you do aluminium condemn.
So it's just,
they have where they are depositing collections and they give them money.
They collect it. So you can just sell it to your nearest malam around you. That's the way of reducing carbon footprint. Another thing is that we need to adapt to renewable energy. I don't know if you know what renewable energy is. Let me break it down to you. Kanikpe, I'm using this particular light every day. Using fossil fuel, that's petrol, diesel and the likes. You know that I keep buying new petrol to power my house.
There is no,
I keep buying new petrol.
Listen, NEPA light.
Exactly, when there are no general electricity. I keep buying petrol to power my house. I keep buying petrol. Petrol buying and burning of fossil fuels, burning of petrol and the likes, they're actually causing damage too. But we'll come back to that. Mm-hmm. But I'm still, so the way you can adapt is, we know there are solars. So in my house, we have this small solar lamp. I don't know where my father got it. He bought it somewhere.
Okay.
It's actually very nice. So whenever we do not have light, everybody banks on that particular solar lamp.
Wow.
He has a USB port. So we bank on that thing to charge our phones
and everything.
Presently in my house, I don't know if it is Sakpa or we are just trying to adapt. We are trying to transition into renewable energy. We do not use generator again. Number one, the noise is quite annoying.
Very, very. Noise pollution.
And we are another like, the again. Fume is something that we do not even want. So we
stopped. The fume that comes out from the generator. Is it carbon?
Carbon dioxide.
Carbon monoxide. That is the major thing that is causing pollution to the environment.
It's a greenhouse gas.
Come out to that, please.
See, all of these things are just, I don't want to bore you with, I don't want to even bore you with so much grammar, because if I say greenhouse gas now, not everybody actually understand what greenhouse gas is. It's more like I'm already talking about.
We would probably make an episode that would, give lame languages, lame
description,
simple descriptions of all of these gases. Language, so that it would be clear to everybody.
What?
Not just people that have been aware before, but also people that are just trying to get to know more about it.
Reducing carbon footprints is more like reducing things that are made of carbon.
Everything we use is made of carbon.
Almost everything we use is made of carbon. And carbon is not actually quite non-degradable.
At all.
It's not degradable. So it's transformed into another thing. Share it. So carbon is more like a compound, an element that is used to create most of the things that we use. So that's another way. You transition into renewable energy by solar lamps. You know, the funny thing is, I stay in a student environment. Whenever there's no light, everybody wants to fuel their gen to be on.
Mm-hmm.
In a particular hostel, we have about 5 gens are going to be on. Why can't we just have one particular person on the gen and gen feed the entire hostel?
Or even if that hostel, if it's possible for the owner of that hostel, though the hostel fee will increase, but the person should get like a solar panel that will be powering, like one particular socket or like a few sockets. That people can charge.
Just like a small mini boot.
Yes, thank you. That people can charge.
Because we know we are in a student area, so the basic things that we actually need to do is we have laptops and we have phones. Those are our devices.
Exactly.
So if you can actually transition into, just instead of all of us in this hostel, as Abby said, many of us get money. Instead of all of us in a particular hostel to actually fuel our gens and actually hone gen, it causes noise and it is
noise,
irritating.
Serious noise pollution. Because it is actually people that irritating. Don't have gens now will be left to listen to all that comes disturbance.
It generates heat too.
Heat, yes.
So the noise, the fume, the heat, it is quite annoying and it is not something that
those are all environmental pollution.
Share yet. So the best thing to do is that if one person can actually power their gen, let all of us come and charge from me.
You people contribute money for fuel, though.
It's quite nice. It's better than having about 5 people on their gen
at the same time.
You get.
I know we cannot all be accommodating. Not everybody wants people to be coming into their house and all of that.
Then but another thing is
you can just make a socket outside your place.
Yeah,
for
just
people.
It's just a way of doing your bit to reduce carbon emission. Footprint. Shay, yes. And another way that we can use like environmental sustainability is actually there's a culture, we call it the har. You call it reduce, reduce, reuse, and recycle. Yeah. Reduce is you're reducing what you consume.
Consume
so
a lot.
I do not go around buying pet bottles, coke every day from plastic cokes.
I feel
so
like instead, if you go back to the bottle where we used to buy.
Yes, yeah. If you can, just buy the bottled one. I'm not talking about glass bottle
that we used to use back in the day.
It is actually more comfortable and like you might not find it easy. But if you have a reusable water can, you can actually pour that inside.
You can pour that inside your water bottle.
That way, you are in your own little way.
Exactly.
You are reducing already. The reuse is reusing your car, your plastic, your reusable plastic.
Getting reusable plastic,
takeaway plates. You might opt for paper bags. Mm-hmm. You might opt for tote bags. Those are ways of reusing them. You reuse what you've gotten. So instead of buying another one, you just reuse that one.
The old
That's
one
another
have.
Concept. Then you recycle. This one once, maybe you keep using, you have a bulk load of it. Instead of just discarding it anyhow, there are so many recycling companies around. And if you don't have
one, you can just... There's this lady I follow on Instagram, something Lagos Stories or so. She would do something for herself. Like she didn't learn carpentry before.
They call it DIY.
Thank you.
So you can imbibe the culture of DIY.
Exactly.
Do
DIY. Doing things with all these plastics. We have a lot of things. There was one eco brick toilet that was made one time. It was part of the process of when we were also constructing that slab using eco brick.
Yeah.
We learned that too. They invited a particular lady. I can't remember. It's been how many years.
So
all those things, please.
Instead of just consuming, it's nice make you just buy. If today, yeah. Okay, so let me bring a scenario to you. About a week ago or two, I repainted my house. Like I repainted my room.
She Odogu.
Personally, new mole. I repainted.
You did it yourself.
Yeah.
You painted yourself. You just got the paint and you painted yourself.
I don't they paint. Not just me. Myself and my friend. Cause she's looking at me one kind of way. So. So I did it myself and my friend. Yeah. We actually got a paint.
Oh, nice.
We got paint.
Nice.
So when we bought the paint, we tried to repaint our room. And when we were actually done, we were just trying to just do things our way.
I'm just trying to imagine how fun, how interesting that would be. Like
it was quite.
It was very interesting.
It was quite interesting but stressful because as we were doing it, we were calling ourselves we're a painter. But it was interesting. We were just catching fun while doing it, but it was quite stressful a little bit. Then what I'm just trying to point out is when we bought the paint from, you know, we got plastics, the man who sold the paint for us told us that if we are able to return the paint to him while we are done using the paint inside, if we are done using the content, if we can return the plastic to him,
okay,
he's going to give us a tip. Those are ways of having a recycling culture. He's doing his own bit. So we were done. We are going to pack it together, give it to him. Oh, if it's 500 now, we are going to collect from
that 500 person. I'll go do something now.
That's just a way of getting
exactly.
tips.
Exactly.
No, they are just ways. If you can return
how they
your
fund,
companies.
Fund generation will be revenue generation.
Yeah, revenue. That's a way of generating revenue.
Thank you.
From tips. You know, there's companies, I don't know if anybody, when you're consuming stuff, let's say I have a paper, like a plastic. if you check through the body
of
you'd
plastic.
See recyclable. That way, that companies they have adopted the recycling culture.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually reach out to them to return
those old plastics that you have with you.
So
I think Nestle does it.
Nestle, they do that. So you see people collect table water bottles. You see they collect the plastic bottles and they return
my
it back
did
to
it
the,
at one time.
They return it back
did
to
it
the
one time.
They return it back to the company. You know, there's something I want to tell you about Miss Ra's family. They are quite environmental conscious. I think that
my
family they should have like an environmental fame.
My pops. Ah, Omo.
They are very,
no
very,
to.
They are very, very environmental conscious. And there's one thing I would like to. It just starts from you alone. If you can tell your father,
individually,
it starts from an individual.
I think if you start doing it, people will see you and what you're doing. Some people will castigate you. Like, what are you doing?
You know. Let me tell you something. There was the first day I was going to travel to Abeokuta from Lagos. So I went to Abeokuta. Abeokuta is a place in Ogun State, rather.
Yes.
That's where I school. So I went to Abeokuta for the first time in my life. So when I got water, because I was quite thirsty, I got water in a plastic bottle. So when I got it, I drank it. Then I kept it in my bag. Then the man beside me looked at me in the eye and was like, "Why are you not throwing it away?" I did not even answer. I bought something else. I ate the content. I kept the
inside your bag
in my
again.
Bag. So one of the man in the vehicle just looked at me and he said this thing in Yoruba. He said, "Ara ekolele." And we just say one. So there's a thing. I think Lagos.
It was
subconsciously.
Babatunde's time, like I say, keep Lagos clean. Or
so
something.
That period, subconsciously, it was in everybody's subconscious to not trash
they
their
catch
waste.
You so throwing something on the floor.
There's a thing with making policies, and there's a thing in
it's
sustaining.
Another way to reduce
sustaining,
footprint.
Yeah, there's
making
a thing.
Policies.
There's a thing in making policies, and there's a thing in sustaining policies. That's where the government comes to play.
Mm-hmm.
So when you make policies, try to make an enforcement on the policies.
Yes.
If you're trying to reduce carbon footprint in Lagos and there is a policy of not trashing your waste, and if you are caught, at that time Kai was working efficiently. Guy,
it was functioning, you know.
My mom legit told me that if I throw that thing on the floor, if they carry me, she will tell them that I am not a daughter. So I had that thing in my mind that Omo. Else I don't even throw my thing anyhow. It was that period we stopped to even burn our small refuse in the house. So all we just do is we had to find a way to get Loma to come to our streets, and they kept picking and we kept giving them.
And I think this Loma, there's a fee they collect.
Just
there's a fee you pay.
It's a token
that for them to come and pick up your please. If it's possible, I know not everybody will be able to afford it, but if it's possible for you to do that, please try and do that so that the streets will have less dirt. Some of these men are going, you're sending your dirt to. They don't have where they point. They'll just go and look for one place that
let me give you this particular gist. So I was a part of a particular project, like a climate change, like a mitigation project, mm-hmm. climate change adaptation project.
Okay.
So it was like a flooding issue in a particular part of Lagos.
Okay.
So we were trying to adapt to the particular climate change crisis. When we were checking deep rooted into the cause of what was causing it, there was a particular landfill in that community. They experienced flooding at any time it comes to rainy season.
Okay.
They experience flooding and it is always drastic. Then when we met with the community leaders, they said, "Those abokis, they come there and they trash."
You can imagine.
We asked them, "Is there a way you have actually told them to stop?" They said they've contacted the government. They've told the government cannot just come and start sending people away. You have to start, it starts from one person. But you know, one person cannot do the job. Then apparently, in the actual real sense of it, these aboki people, they pay to a particular person in that community to pour
death. Yes, to pour death.
So
people turn into businesses.
So the thing is, I feel like we are our home problem in this particular.
Yoruba has a saying, "Tikule oba pani."
Ekule, like if the rat at home
can't kill you.
The one outside cannot catch you
at all.
So that's what I'm saying that if something, if our own house is not threatening to us, outside would not actually be even threatening.
Yes, at all.
So we need to, it's a community thing, it's a personal thing. You need to take it personal, like it, your life depends on it. Because apparently our life depends on it.
Yes. Because all these things that are happening, that we're experiencing now, all this flooding and all of that.
Let me even say this to you. So like a month ago or 2 months, I got a call from my pops. He was quite really ill, really ill. So I had to travel down back to Lagos so I could be with him and take care of him. So we got to the hospital. It was quite another story. That one, before we got to the hospital and all of that. So during the period of examining the cause of his health issue and all of that, yeah, we were running tests, going back and forth and doing so many things. We realized that my father was having, because he had his chest, like it was more related to the chest, yeah. So it was because somebody in the neighborhood had already actually was burning refuse. Ooh. And so that particular day, he said he was going to nap in the afternoon.
Ooh.
So when he slept, yeah, somebody actually just was burning.
Right
in front of the house on the street. So the fume got inside and it overclouded him while he was sleeping.
Oh my
And
God.
So, you know, he had breathed so many, like he had had so much of that in already. And he actually caused so much to us that we spent a fortune trying to take care of him. He could have lost his life.
Another person that did it though.
He could have lost his life that way. So that's why I said it is from a community. When we got back from the hospital, we spent quite a number of days,
Did you guys get the person that burnt the refuge?
No. He was a neighbor. So we spoke to her about it. Then she listened. I'm not that neighbor. We had just got back from the hospital like yesterday. Then another neighbor
was born in. Hey.
Then we had to go meet the neighbor. And this lady had to tell a grown woman had to tell me, even Ministry of Environment cannot do anything to me. So that is why
The real problems we are facing.
I have a problem. I have a saying. I say the justice system is failing. So if we do not hold everybody, if we do not hold ourselves accountable, nobody would be held. No, everybody will feel like they are doing the right thing.
Yeah.
So we need to start holding people accountable for mistakes and things they do. So if you see anybody burning in your area, call them to attention. Tell them that, politely.
Politely. So people are not aware actually.
Educate them.
If they are your native people, you can tell them in your language that they will best understand that. You know all these things, what would they do? Eventually it will affect us. That is why you know when you discharge waste, like all the shot put we used to do a lot of times, the ground, the land will absorb it. It will move slowly with rainfall itself. When rain falls and washes off the topsoil, it will go along with the rain. It will either run off into the water body or like anywhere. Eventually all those things, it's coming back to our water that we are drinking. Because most of us, I think most of us in the mainland, around Yanopaja side, when I'm at my grandma's place, we take bottled water because it is very, very clean. But when we have people that secrete too much waste, like maybe oil spillage or domestic waste and all of that, on the floor, like on the road, just eventually rain will fall and wash all those things off into water bodies. And then we are taking water from borehole. We will eventually drink those things without even knowing.
I don't know if anybody saw this particular trend on Twitter. It was a trend. It trended. That particular thing trended.
Okay.
There was this particular Afa. Lord have mercy. It was raining that day. Then he just took his trash and he would start pouring it into the drainage. Unluckily for him, somebody made a video of him while he was trashing.
Good.
All thanks to Lagos State government. They took him. He went to court.
That should serve as a lesson to people in that neighborhood.
He went to jail.
To pay fine.
He went to jail and he's going to pay a fine.
Good.
As well. So I think when you start holding people accountable and people start serving punishment.
Yes. Like everybody. The way we took this no bike in Lagos thing seriously, I never ever believed that this thing would last so long, like this long, that to the point that you cannot even see bike. If you see bike like this,
they are just in the interim part of the state,
inside streets.
Yeah, I think if you make a policy
and you
enforce it quite nicely, that's a way of actually combating issues like this. But before we cannot,
you have to educate people about it first.
You know, the thing is, we cannot just bring the government down to do everything for
at all. Individual,
we can take it as a step at a time, bit by bit, little by little.
I will not buy table water again. I will carry my water bottle and go there. I will not buy plastic bottle drink again. I will carry my water bottle and go there. Okay, the plastic I used to buy food from this woman yesterday, I'll wash it. Close your eye and wash it. Don't be a lazy person. Anna has already told us.
It's going to bring a sense of responsibility to you.
I don't know, but whenever I do things like that, like when I'm done with
it, I feel like a hero.
Exactly. Like...
Me,
Black Panther, Oppo. Yes, I feel myself.
I feel like a hero. I have saved the world.
Exactly.
So that's one of the reasons why we are. Yeah, we need to be heroes.
Little things matter.
Little things that we do make us heroes. They say not all heroes wear capes
at all.
So I do not expect you to wear cape, but you are a hero if you are doing that. And I doff my hat for you.
Please, everybody that is taking caution, God bless you.
I love you for who you are. I would like to meet you. I need your autograph. I need you to do so many things for me. I need you to make a shout out for me because you're actually doing the best. And you know, we can make it a thing. We can make it just like a little thing that, we are building a community around this.
Mm-hmm.
If you are doing... Send in any actions that you're doing.
You've done. Or
that you're doing. Or like a thing that you're doing. A task that you have taken upon yourself. That, okay, this is what I want to use to save the environment. To help the world.
Yes.
Take it. Send us pictures. We can promote it. And we can make it a community thing. Yes. Like a community engagement. So if you're going to collecting...
When people see that it's a community, they'll join faster.
Yeah. If you're going to be reusing your water bottles. We can promote it and make it a thing. Like
this person is doing one of the arrows in the RR.
We can just say that, and we can give you shout out. You can be our hero for the week, our hero for the month. These are ways that we are trying to promote all of these things. We are trying to make people understand that you can do it from your own hand. We do not expect the government to do it.
The government will not come down from
you. Can start from
God will not even come down from heaven and help us.
That's the same way the government cannot just do everything for us. They play a major role, but we play the most in all of these things.
That being said, it's easier said than done.
But so please, I am taking it upon myself today.
From now, today, like this.
That henceforth, I am not buying anything plastic water.
I'll carry my water bottle from where I kept it.
So either I have reusable water containers, I would always use that. Exactly. I implore you to use tote bags. I have a particular very nice tote bag.
My mommy likes those. She buys it in trips. Whenever she comes, goes out like this, she just...
One I brought here.
See.
I bought it for 200 naira.
Please.
It was quite really affordable. They're not expensive. And I have been reusing it for months now. It has reduced my carbon footprint in a way.
Yes.
So, the little things matters. So, if we can start from that. So, I am going to start... It's a challenge. We'll drop it on the page.
I did this.
Let's see who has the best game, and you'll be the face of Thanos.
Bring your A game.
Bring your A game.
We're also bringing our A game.
Yeah. So thank you for listening to this particular episode of the podcast.
We love you.
Things matter. You can change the world in your way.
Things you can do.
We do not want Thanos to come and snap on us. We do not want to face the reality of Thanos snap. We do not want to face the harsh reality of climate change. And these are the little things that we can actually do. Imagine if my future husband go and die in one flooding disaster.
It's not be good.
Something that is avertible. These are just the little way we can contribute.
Already, husbands are scarce.
These are just the little way we can contribute to environmental sustainability. Yes. So please, I implore you, share this with your friends, family, and loved ones.
Yes.
Even your enemies. Because you make friends, make enemies with your friends. That's one of the 48 laws of power. Keep your enemies closer. Share them this. Let them know what they can do to make the environment a safe place for all of us to live in.
Imagine if 10 people are doing that same thing in a day. In a week.
In a month, in a year. It's exponentially going to increase, and we are going to make that change. carry your plate to buy food. It's not deep.
Ah.
You see,
I know people have money, but carry your plate, your plastic plate. Close your eye and pour the soap beside the plate.
You know.
And wash it.
Yeah. Shout out to my friend. I have a friend, Ashake Onileke. Shukro. She's actually a very sweet person. She will carry her plate like
that. Plate costs to the food vendor. There now.
Yes, it is quite expensive. So imagine if you're saving save your 200 naira weekly. You see how much you get from reducing carbon footprint. You see, making sense. So Ashake Onileke would rather go there. She use recycling, reusable tote bags. As well, she does not use nylon bags. Aww. She's my friend, and I love her for this. Shout out to my friend.
Oh, yeah, at my house now.
So my friend. Shout out to her, and she's actually our face for the week on the Tanner Snap today.
Whoa.
Thank you, Ashake, for actually making it a culture and taking it upon yourself as a responsibility to make the world a better place.
Imagine
love
if you can have like 10 more Ashake.
10 more Ashake. So do you want to be Ashake?
Ah.
Please, you can. Olala demi Ashake. This one is Damola mi Ashake. So thank you guys for listening.
Thank you so much.
I love you so much.
Tuned.
And there's one thing I part with you always is you can a match can ignite a fire. And one can do to bond the world. So and little drops of water makes a mighty ocean. So please.
Enormous ocean.
Please. You can do a lot.
Don't think when you don't matter. You matter.
Like,
things you do.
You start little and you get there.
Exactly.
Thank you very much for being with us. We love you. Kisses. Bye. See you next time, next episode. Cheers.